think we're going to experience about $2 million in increased health costs just in the education fund this year. And so in order to pay for that, we have to find other places to cut because we only have so much revenue coming in from the state. And so looking at all other things that aren't salaries and benefits, we were able to cut those things enough and find savings. For example, the district last year switched, or earlier this year, switched our property and liability insurer to save several hundred thousand dollars. Things like that will help us offset some of those increases in expenses. But the fact is that our budget is now made up of 97% salaries and benefits, so there's very little left to cut.